Well, shalom everyone. I'm very happy and excited to be again in Australia very, very soon. I'm looking forward. There is a film festival in Sydney and Melbourne. And during that festival, Israeli Film Festival, there will be a film that has been done about my history, my personal journey. The film's name is Gal Hirsch, War Story. Indeed, real war and real struggle and real road to redemption. I look forward to meet you there.
Gal Hirsch, can you please tell our listeners something about you? Just a glimpse into your life, because your life's so full, we can talk for 3 hours about yourself and it wouldn't be enough.
Thank you. Actually, I'm a soldier since I was 14 years old. I've been recruited to the IDF's military academy when I was after my bar mitzvah event. Served since that period as an operator in the paratroopers, commandos, platoon leader, company commander, unit commander, battalion commander. I've been in command of the Israeli Special Forces called Shaldad. It's Kingfisher in English, very famous unit, covert and really classified missions, but a well-known brand and name in Israel and the security circles worldwide. I've been, after serving as the commander of the Special Forces, I've served as G3 and J3 in charge of operations in Judea and Samaria, West Bank, been in command of a brigade during the war, been in command of IDF officer training school and training thousands of young leaders, platoon leaders for the state of Israel. And 11 years ago, I served as the division commander of the 91st Division. We call it in Israel the Galilee Division. That actually I've been privileged to lead my troops against Hezbollah in that war of 2006, 11 years ago. Still, till today, I'm an active reserve serving in the Israel Defense Forces and honored to serve and protect my country and nation.
Can you please tell us about the controversy that surrounded you after the war?
Well, yes, you know, the war somehow, and really I cannot even know exactly why, even up today, the war has been badly criticized after the warfare and when the battles are finished. And, you know, you can criticize wars, and no doubt that there's no war that you won't find later on books and rumors and even slander. But that war, I did not have really the time for the combat politics and for the knives and stabbing my back while I was fighting personally against Hezbollah. And just after the war, since it has been badly criticized, sorry to tell that to audience, but I've been scapegoated. Actually, I had to leave the service after many years of serving in the front lines. For me, it was a real tragedy for me and for my family. We could not really understand why is that happening. And actually, not more than 2 years later, I've been asked to come back to serve again because everybody understood that I've been wronged, I've been scapegoated, and had to return to service from civil life. Things that I'm doing till today as an active reserve general in the IDF.
You were also appointed by the government as the police chief. What happened there?
Well, you know, the people that will come to visit us during the film festival or will take a look at my new book, Defensive Shield, that has been published recently, they will read a story. Actually, it's kind of a journey diary, but a story, a very stormy story. A real big, huge wave along my life. You know, it was serving as a Special Forces commander and being badly injured in combat. And then back to service as a disabled person. And then everything that has happened, as you mentioned, after the war, 2006 war, and just recently, 2 years ago, Israeli government decided to appoint the new chief of police. And after, let's call it, political issues, the nomination has been canceled, and the prime minister had to tell me that he cannot actually fulfill what he wish. And I just went back to work and to do what I'm doing just every day in Israel and for Israel.
We are talking to Brigadier General Gal Hirsch, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. So our listeners will be able to meet you when they're coming to see the movie War Stories at ACE, Israeli Film Festival, and they will be able to ask you questions directly, I think, after the screening of a War Story. And also they'll be able to get your book, your new book, Defensive Shield, that was just published last year in 2016. And it's, I believe it's the updated version of your original book, War Story.
Yes, actually, the Hebrew version called the War Story, Love Story. And the director, Yair Elazar, a talented and brilliant filmmaker, has decided to go and to try to drill down into my life story. And he was with me for something like a year and a half. The film is a one-hour film. In Israel, it made quite big waves. And I'm very happy that we'll have the opportunity to watch it together in Australia. And after the film, discussions, Q&A, and I'll be more than happy and privileged to sign my new book after the film in Melbourne, Sydney, and later on in Perth. So I look forward to meet you all in Australia.
Brigadier General Gal Hirsch, thank you so much, and we're all looking forward to meeting you here in Australia.
Thank you very much, Nita, and I think that since the State of Israel is actually a startup, for me it's a personal startup, we keep building the State of Israel every day, and I've been privileged and honored to be a part of this project, this journey that never ends, and I think that you'll have an opportunity to take a look at a story, one story, from this journey's diary of the State of Israel through my personal story, film, and book. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Brigadier General Gal Hirsch.